It's a very difficult position that the state is in at the minute. It's a position of their own making. The lack of temporary and also medium-term accommodation that has been made available in the state just has not kept up with demand. Now, obviously, it has been unprecedented demand over the past 18 months. But I guess the message that has been sent out by government is we don't want any more people coming here. And they're trying to make it as difficult for people as possible or as unattractive as possible, particularly for Ukrainians to come, so that they can prioritise accommodation for international protection and asylum seekers. So it's I suppose, kind of a bit of a mixed message that's been sent out by government, but very clear in another way, where it's simply being these policies are being signed off as an active deterrent for more for any additional Ukrainians coming to the country.
It's interesting, though, because it's really unproven because, you know, we've had direct provision for an awful long time. We know that the payment for international protection candidates is in and around the 38 euro, and yet there is a steady stream of those individuals seeking into international protection coming into Ireland. So Do we know that Ukrainian refugees fleeing a war will be deterred by that? Do you know what I mean? Because evidence would suggest that people still are prepared to come here, even if the pay is less, because there's job opportunities if you can eventually get into the workforce and what have you.
Yeah, I suppose you've got qualitative kind of evidence as well, where there's Ukrainian Action Ireland group, which is kind of an advocacy body on behalf of Ukrainian refugees, has consistently surveyed new arrivals and people who've been here for a long time about what attracts them to Ireland. And just safety is the number one reason for them coming, and not welfare rates. The second reason for it is, and sorry, linked to the safety, is how far away Ireland is from Russia. The second reason is that it's the only English-speaking country in the European Union. And so a lot of Ukrainians come here for that. So for the proportion of Ukrainians that do speak English, obviously an English-speaking country is going to be more attractive to them. So, I mean, the proof will be in the pudding, and it remains to be seen whether or not this policy is in fact going to have any effect in terms of stemming the numbers coming into the country.
I think it's a real gamble, because go ahead, Declan.
Or if it's a cynical, I suppose, approach by the government, and it's actually not for a Ukrainian audience at all, it's for an Irish audience, which would be my kind of take on it. But,
well, they were given information at information at recent meetings about public opinion that it's well reported that they'd formulate it. So I don't think you're being cynical. I think it's really quite a fact. And, you know, they've created potentially a huge rush between now and whenever this comes into effect. And also, I think people will come here with the knowledge that, well, let's see what you do after 90 days. And I'm not saying they'll do that in any, you know, with, but I mean, like, are we going to have a situation, because the council has no responsibility to house refugees, whereby we're going to have these stories of, you know, primarily from a Ukrainian perspective, mothers and their children being put out into the street, you know, with no agency responsible for housing them? I mean, you know, I think it's a real gamble by government that could come back to bite them.
Yeah, I think that you could see a huge increase in homelessness figures driven up by that, obviously. And the other thing, I suppose, is that, you know, people who are sleeping on the streets are much more vulnerable into human trafficking or into anything like that. They're just much more vulnerable and unsafe in general. It remains to be seen what the effects of it will be. But I think that it's telling that, you know, any asylum seeker or refugee advocacy groups are casting a very cold eye on this policy change. And look, we've seen how, as you said, Greg, how ineffective cutting people's money actually is. We've had direct provision for the past almost 30 years now, how disastrous a policy that is, and also a barrier to integration. What the vast majority of people want to see is not asylum seekers and refugees existing in silos or in separate communities. They want to see them integrated into their community, and these policies do nothing to encourage that. And furthermore, we're now, you know, 18 months plus down the line from the beginning of the Ukrainian war and the first arrivals, almost 2 years since the first arrivals of Ukrainian refugees. We still don't have a plan. We don't have a coordinated approach to this. You still have the Department of Children responsible for housing refugees across the country, with very little support from the Department of Housing. It just, the mind boggles.
And they're trapped in, and a lot of them are trapped in grouped accommodation and in hotels, even whilst working and what have you, because there's no alternative accommodation or very little, and there's huge competition for it, and it's incredibly expensive. And this has been created. That's the scenario we find yourself in. So if I were in a hotel in Letterkenny and I was working locally, and I want to sort of start planning a future, it's impossible, because the only accommodation, some would say, well, they should be welcome or glad of the accommodation, but still, it's not like we're not giving people an option to move from that and become less dependent on the state, for an example. Right, OK, this is separate, but it's all interconnected, I suppose. What are the reasons behind this open event? It's taking place this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. in the Remelton Community Centre. Refreshments and music will be on offer. It's an open event for new communities in and around the area. Everybody is welcome. Why this? Why now?
I guess it was something that we had discussed. So myself and Rashna Mateus Laurenti from the Bridge Fire and discussed that we wanted to do something to showcase the welcoming nature of Donegal people, because, and it was in direct response, really, the conversation to the Dublin riots and that sort of very visual, very violent, I suppose, kind of manifestation of the far right sort of rise and movement. Or even just the influence of the far right on other people, disenfranchised people, whatever we want to interpret it. So we wanted to show that the local community is very welcoming, the vast majority of the local community, which we know they are, and also to provide newcomers to the area with an opportunity to meet one another and to meet locals. So it's just a very informal event. It's a very simple idea. It's just a gathering to kind of allow people to make connections in the community. But it also is an opportunity for local people to show and demonstrate their support for diversity in the community.
Yeah, because even if it is a minority that acted out like they did and expressed themselves like they do, and it is a minority, I'm not saying that there isn't a majority that have views, okay, but I think it's a minority that would express them in a way to make other people feel fearful, uncomfortable. You do hear from new members of new communities here that the level of fear they feel is probably greater than the threat to them, but not in any way diminishing that, okay? And it's all about how people feel and subjective, if you know what I mean. But the reality is I think for the most part, it is a safe and welcoming environment, and people don't really necessarily need to change how they you know, go about their daily life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, obviously, that's easier said than done when there's a perception there of danger or, you know, even that they're unwelcome or anything like that. So that, again, this event is trying to combat that in a very positive way. I think the other thing that we need to be mindful of is that the riots and that demonstration that took place very violently in Dublin a few weeks ago is, yes, 3.5-4 hours down the road. But there have been manifestations of similar far-right kind of tendencies in Donegal on our own doorstep. So it's about combating that as well. It's about showing elements of the far-right that are very present in our county here in a very, very small numbers, but often vocal or visible, that's not acceptable and this is a welcoming place. And I think that people have very valid concerns around lots of issues around immigration and refugees coming to the area. But I don't think that they're linked in terms of being welcoming to people who are here. Mm. And I think that people can have concerns around housing and accommodation and all of that, but also understand that they're not linked necessarily to this issue.
And there are many people out there too who maybe will self-identify as the far right that you talk of, that will argue they're not far right at all. They just have concerns about immigration, how people are put into areas, when they're put into areas, and what have you, the appropriateness of certain areas and what. But I take what you're saying, Declan. That's your view, but I also a conscious of others might say I'm not far right.
Understand that as well, but I guess when there are arson attacks on buildings that are proposed for refugee accommodation, that is far right.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone would argue with that. And I just wonder sometimes if, you know, second generation people that moved here, or even those that are have been working in the community for 10 or 15 years, might feel like going to something like this to remind themselves that they're welcome here. Because I know people that never had any issues before over the last year, 2 years, are being fingered as if, you know, and they probably made people better a couple of weeks earlier in the hospital. Okay, well, look, at it's open to everyone. It is for new communities in the area. Everyone welcome. Wednesday, December 13th at 6:30 in the 6:30 p.m. of course, in the Remelton Community Centre. Refreshments and music. And when you say everyone's welcome, the local community, the new communities, and they're all one.
Absolutely, the more the merrier. Absolutely. So I think it's going to be a lovely evening, very positive evening, and everyone welcome for sure.